Thanks, Michael. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, always good to chat to you. Another finals win under your belt last Tuesday night. How did you feel the boys performed?
Yeah, I thought they were really good, actually, Tuesday night. I thought defensively we were really strong, and offensively we're still trying to find our range. And, yeah, I think being back on the court in Devonport was certainly an advantage for us, because I think those guys enjoy playing on that floor. And, yeah, we've basically been playing elimination finals for the last 3 weeks to just to make the finals. So I think that guys have been pretty sharp over the last 3 weeks and ready for the next challenge, obviously, against Wynyard on Tuesday night.
But sometimes it's all about challenge, isn't it? You've got to challenge your players because they, you know, you've won a few flags now, and there'd be still a couple of lads that are around that have played in those. So you're always looking for something to keep the boys interested, and I guess a wounded Wynyard would be one of the teams. They almost got it done last night, didn't they, against the Red Hoppers, 10 points up with about a minute to go, and then you probably thought you were going to be playing a different team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with a minute to go, when you're 10 points in front, you think you're pretty well in control of the game, but I think that just shows that what finals pressure can do, and if a couple of shots start to fall and the momentum starts to swing a little bit, sometimes in finals it's hard to stop. So, I mean, credit to Ulverston, they didn't throw the towel in and they stayed with it, and like I said, you got to play right through to the end, and to their credit, they got the win, and we've got to come up and play against a very determined and well-coached Wynyard side on Tuesday night.
And that's what I guess you've got to instill into your boys, that it's never over till it's over, is it? Kyle Clark got 20 points, Mason Bragg 17 for Smithton the other night, but Jake Richards and Zach White led the scoring for you. What was the most pleasing part about it for you?
I think, yeah, obviously those two guys, Zach coming back into the team, he missed the majority of the season with a broken finger, so, yeah, he's just starting to come back and find his groove, and Jacob Richards has probably been one of our standout players all year, but I thought defensively Joel Beveridge was exceptional on Mason Bragg. I think he was the key to Smithton getting enough points to win that game, and I thought Joel did a fantastic job just containing Mason and staying with him all game, and in the end probably wore him down a little bit and maybe didn't have the support around him that could get him over the line in the end. So, yeah, I thought defensively our game was exceptional. So, again, we're going to have to bring that sort of energy and that sort of commitment to our defence, especially against Wynyard, because they're one of the more, well, they've got young talent, high-end talent there with Taran and Sire, and then they've got experienced guys with Scott and Lee, who are both premiership players as well. So, and I think Mitch Rowlands is probably the most improved player in the league this year. So certainly they're all round, they've got some talent and very well coached, and they run their structure well. So they're going to be a really hard challenge for us come Tuesday night.
Well, some pundits wrote Wynyard off at the start of the season, I think, but they've been pretty consistent, haven't they? They've got a side that, as you mentioned, with Taran Armstrong and the McGaffin boys and all that sort of stuff, they're able to sort of turn it on when if they get on a bit of a roll. So that's something that, they've probably got a bit of fire in the belly too after dropping that game. So it'll be on for young and old, won't it?
Oh, no doubt they will be. I mean, we've certainly had some rivalry over the years between Penguin and Wynyard, even going back to when I was playing and Ben Armstrong was playing. We've had some battles. So to think our two boys are going to go at each other on Tuesday night and us two are going to be coaching is going to be, it's great to see that involvement and that history with the NWBU continues. So it's great.
The girls got it done too last night, 87-79. Damon King shots charges, proving look they're going to be pretty tough to beat. They led the competition. They won the first 10 games, and then they had a few players that had to drift off to other things and then come back. So they look like they're kicking their heels up at the right time.
Yeah, I watched that game last night. They look really good, the girls, and credit to Damon and Shane Haywood for what they've put together with a reasonably young squad. And they were missing Taylor Roberts, who was one of their import players through the year, so for those girls to come out and get the win last night was great for them, and hopefully they can sort of continue on when it comes to the grand final and bring another premiership back to Penguin. It'd be great to see.
Now take us through the next few days, the week. Does anything change much for you? Do you jam an extra session in there, or do you sort of sit down in front of a computer and sort of nut out exactly what you're going to do? Is it just business as usual with the extra emphasis on the fact that this is a cutthroat final?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a training run tomorrow in Devonport on the centre court, so just getting the guys familiar with those hoops and the size of the court is sort of a big advantage for us as well. So, yeah, other than that, I think you can't change too much now. You've got to trust what's got you there and have some faith in the players that they can get themselves up to get the job done on Tuesday.
And I think the thing about these finals, et cetera, is not to start thinking about what you might achieve before you've actually gone out and won the right game, to be able to put yourself into a position to achieve. And I guess that's something that that is got to be instilled too, doesn't it? You don't want to have also don't want to play some sort of grand final and some history making before you actually get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think our guys have had that experience over the last three or four seasons where they have played in grand finals and won big games that, they know how to prepare and what's needed on those sort of games. You've got to take it up a level, obviously, and play at a higher level and be able to execute and do things right under that pressure of finals basketball. So, yeah, I'm pretty confident our boys are comfortable in that environment, which is good.
Fantastic to have the Devonport Stadium as the venue for the finals. I mean, it's sort of pretty much neutral as the way things have turned out this year, but it is just a brilliant place to play basketball. You can get a lot of atmosphere in there, and you must be really looking forward to that challenge because it's not very often that a team sort of has this complete run of success, but the lid's got to really remain on it. Your supporters must be really pleased also with the way things have tracking both men's and women's.
Absolutely, and I think it's a credit to the club and the people on the committee and the board that put everything together that they can consistently put teams year in, year out that are having a chance to put them in a position to win finals and premierships. So, yeah, a lot of work goes into that off the court as well, as getting the right players and the right sort of build-up around the team that sort of makes it a place where you want to play basketball, and I think Penguin's done a great job of that over the last, well, ever since I've been involved there, which is going back in the last century, unfortunately.
Well, the season's still alive for you. You face a red-hot Wynyard Cats who will be really spitting chips after, I guess, in one sense, you could say a bit of a choke at the end. I mean, I can say that. You're not going to say that. But just being 10 points up with a minute to go, you would have thought they could have got the job done. But they'll have plenty to prove. You'll have your hands full next Tuesday night, Mal. All the very best for that game, and hopefully we'll catch up with you shortly. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks, Michael. Have a good day.